Hello and welcome to a new episode of For Streaming Out Loud. And I realise I haven't recorded in quite some time due to COVID and having a 6-month-old, but I did want to record some thoughts on the very interesting Oscar ceremony that was yesterday. So before I start to look at the winners and who was nominated, just some thoughts on the actual ceremony. And for much of it, I actually quite liked it. I liked the setting, the more intimate setting. It was just over 3 hours long, which was better. I think it could still get a bit quicker. Not showing the clips from the movies, I personally didn't really mind that because I'd seen so many of them, but I realise if you're wanting other people to watch it, then you might actually need to start showing some clips of the movies. I know there's controversy, I'm not sure is the right word, about the order, the fact that it didn't end with Best Picture, and people thought that Chadwick Boseman was going to win for Best Actor, and then he didn't. Which kind of shocked some people. You know, I do think that Best Picture should really be the culminating award. I know it hasn't necessarily always been that in history, but I do think that kind of makes sense. So that was all a little bit weird. It cracked along at a really good pace for me, and then there was weird quizzes about music and stuff, which a lot of people seem to like. I just want them to crack on with it because it was getting late and I just want to know who's won. Let's just get on with it. So talking about just getting on with it, let's start to look at who won different things. So this is not going to be in the order that they were announced on the night. I'm just going to go through a list. So costume design won by Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. That's who I thought was going to win. Seems to be an entirely reasonable winner. The costumes were fabulous in that movie. Emma was a really good nominee as well. Maybe a little bit more traditional, but Emma's costumes looked really good as well. Haven't seen Pinocchio, but no complaints about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Original score was won by Soul. I actually wanted Minari, I think that's how you pronounce it, to win. It's just got a wonderful, wonderful score. So it's not a bad winner, but I would have given it to Minari. Adapted screenplay was won by The Father. It's actually one that I actually haven't seen yet. It was the first time I haven't seen all Best Picture nominees in a very, very long time. I just haven't managed to catch up with The Father. I believe it's a very good script. I don't think that was particularly controversial. So, yeah, well done to the Father for winning that. Original screenplay won by Promising Young Woman. I didn't like that movie nearly as much as some people. I liked it. Well done to Emerald Fennell. You know, she wrote a script that was really quite different. I did appreciate that. I'm glad it didn't go to the Trial of the Chicago 7, a movie that I liked, but it was nice to see something a little bit different. Again, a really good, strong category. Sound of Metal, Minari, Judas and the Black Messiah, whoever had won it, I think would have been a deserving winner. Just a really strong category there. Animated short film, If Anything Happens, I Love You. I really, really love this film. It's really very good. I highly recommend you find it. I think you can see it on YouTube. I think that's where I looked at it. This was an incredibly strong category. The only one that I didn't really like was Yes, People. That was a bit of a weird choice. Genius Loci. Please check that out on YouTube, it is Fabulous Opera, which I know a lot of people really loved. I don't blame them. It is Fabulous 2. Very interesting. Really very different. I guess that's why probably it didn't win. But I'm really happy that If Anything Happens, I Love You won. Really good subject. Very interesting animation. Please check out all the nominees. And even Burrow was a super sweet, funny little animated short that you can check out on Disney Plus. Really good. Live action short film, Two Distant Strangers. I'm not really feeling that as a winner. It wasn't bad, but very flawed for me. It was pretty good, but again, it was in such a strong category. Feeling Through is just tremendous. Please check out Feeling Through if you want to see something that's heartwarming. Just showing a good side of humanity, just tremendous. The Present is really good as well. White Eye is pretty good. Two Distant Strangers, it was going to come in third or fourth for me. But, you know, the subject matter, I think that's what won the day for it. It's fine. Documentary feature, My Octopus Teacher. You know, I liked it. It's a good documentary. Again, you know, it's quite a populist winner. It wouldn't have won it for me. Time, I just think, is extraordinary. I think that should have won. You can check that out on Prime Video. Collective, which you can watch on Hulu, is, again, just tremendous. The Mole Agent is a very interesting documentary. How much you can actually believe of it, I'm not entirely sure, but it is actually a fun watch. Crip Camp is good. I found it a little bit dull to start with. I think that actually might have come in last for me. So My Octopus Teacher, a lot of people love it. Good for them. It's a good documentary. At least it's not a horrendous winner. Documentary short subject, Colette. I'm actually kind of surprised by this. I liked Colette more than I think some people. I would have given it to Hunger Ward, which is a very tough watch, just as a warning. Everybody should watch it, but Hunger Ward is a very tough watch. Again, such a tough category. They're all really good. But yeah, watch Colette. I think it's on YouTube as well. It's about 20 minutes, maybe something a little bit more than that. It's a good winner. No real complaints there. International feature film. I haven't seen everything off of that. Another Round is great. It's such a good movie. Really good winner. If it had gone to Collective from Romania, it is tremendous as well. I wouldn't have complained about that. Quo Vadis Aida from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Another tough but very, very good film. So, a great winner, but please go and check out some of the other films from that. I didn't see The Man Who Sold His Skin, so I can't really comment on that. But a really good lot of nominated films. Sound, won by Sound of Metal. Not really surprising. If you've got sound in your name and it's all about hearing and things like that, then you really hopefully should win that Oscar. Good for them. It's a really good movie. Check out Sound of Metal. Production Design was won by Mank. Look, I'm just on the Mank bandwagon. I loved it. So many people don't like that movie. I was just knocked out by it. Just tremendous. It's on Netflix. Please go and watch Mank. It's brilliant. Film editing, Sound of Metal. I thought The Father might have won this. I'd heard some good things about The Father for that. Sound of Metal to win another one. No problems there. It's just a really good film. Cinematography. Now, I know Nomadland was, I think, one of the favourites for this, and Nomadland looked tremendous. So if it had won, absolutely no complaints at all. But again, I'm just on the Mank bandwagon. Mank looked tremendous, just beautifully framed. The black and white was tremendous. I'm really pleased that Mank won something, and I'm really pleased it won cinematography. Visual effects, Tenet, I guess it had to win it. But just a big shout out to Love and Monsters. It had such a small budget and the visual effects are so good. It's just a really good movie about somebody trying to cross America to go and see his girlfriend when all these creatures have been turned kind of into monsters because of radiation or chemicals. It's just a really good film. I highly recommend people see that. It's on Prime Video right now. So a big shout out to Love and Monsters there. Makeup and hairstyling, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. No complaints there. Just like costume, just done tremendous. And I am so glad Hillbilly Elegy didn't win. If Hillbilly Elegy had won anything, I was going to be annoyed. And I say annoyed with also the fact that all awards things are stupid. So if something won and something didn't win, it's okay. You can love or hate something all you want. It's okay. Animated feature film. So Soul won. I like Soul. And I'm one of those that think stop just giving it to Pixar, even with Soul winning it. Because I think Wolfwalkers was a far superior movie. It's not like Soul was bad. I just think Wolfwalkers was just so much better. I feel that it was kind of stolen from Wolfwalkers. So I'm all in on Wolfwalkers. I actually enjoyed Onward better than Soul, which I know is very controversial. But please check out Wolfwalkers. It is just so good. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's just great. Original song, Fight For You from Judas and the Black Messiah. That song just isn't for me. I didn't think it was all that great. Husavik from the Eurovision Song Contest. It's not a very good film, but that's a tremendous song. Robbed, totally stolen. The performance on the night was tremendous. It should have won. Anything else, ridiculous. But again, awards are stupid. I'll still enjoy that song. It's okay. Actor in a supporting role, Daniel Kaluuya. Judas and the Black Messiah. You know, well deserved. He was really good in it. A tough, tough category again. If anybody had won it, that would have been okay. The Keith Stanfield again in Judas and the Black Messiah was really, really good. They were all really good. Go and watch all these movies, see how good the acting was in them. Actress in a supporting role. This one was great. So Min Ah-ri won it for Yoo Jung-yoon. She was just so good in that movie. And that movie is just beautiful. What an amazing movie. Please go and see it. Not only was it a great winner, that's fabulous, but Glenn Close didn't win it for Hillbilly Elegy. She was terrible in it. Terrible performance, terrible film. She shouldn't even have been nominated. I'm so glad she didn't win for this one. Just awful. Well done for choosing a great winner from a great film. Actor in a leading role. Again, I know Chadwick Boseman was, I think everybody expected him to win. And I saw on Twitter people were thinking that they had changed the order. So it was going to end on the acting Oscar to actually give it to Chadwick Boseman. And then when it was Anthony Hopkins who wasn't there and then it abruptly ended, it upset a lot of people. I haven't seen The Father. I don't know if he should have won. It was just a really tough category. All the other four nominees were really, really good. Apparently Anthony Hopkins is tremendous in The Father. I'm really looking forward to see it, but I can't really comment one way or the other. You know, it's sad that Chadwick Boseman didn't win it, especially when so many people thought he was going to win it. It's a shame all round that it's kind of staining Anthony Hopkins' win. Actress in a leading role, Frances McDormand for Nomadland. As expected, she was just tremendous. But actually, looking at that category, you know, Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Andra Day for The United States versus Billie Holiday, which really is not a good film, but she was really good in it. Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman and Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. Just all great performances. They were all so good. Really difficult to choose a winner. I'm pleased at Frances McDormand winning it. She was tremendous. If any of the others had won it, it would have been, that's fine. Yep, I absolutely see that. No problems here. Best director, Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. Great to see a woman winning Best Director for the first time in a long time, and only the second woman ever to win it, which is just a total disgrace from the Academy's point of view. But all the nominees were great. If anybody had won this, I would have said, yep, I can absolutely see why that person won. So no complaints about Best Director. Best Picture. So I went to Nomadland, and I really liked Nomadland. I thought it was really good. I don't think it would have been my winner. Minari, Mank, I think I would have placed above it. I did see a lot of negativity towards Nomadland on Twitter. I didn't realise so many people really didn't like it. I thought it was really good. This isn't a Crash Green Book type winner. Everything there, up there, was nominated. I really enjoyed. So, Nomadland over Mank or Minari, that's fine. It's a really good movie. Hopefully people will see it. It's not how I voted, but that's okay. So that's my really quick take on the winners for the 2021 Oscars. Let's see how 2022 works out. It's all okay. You know, the world doesn't end if, you know, your favourite movie didn't get nominated. So go and watch as many of these films as you can. There's not many that are not any good. They're all really good. There's actually a really good crop of films nominated, so I'm glad there wasn't anything that was too bad other than Hillbilly Elegy, which shouldn't have been anywhere close to anything like that, because it's really pretty rubbish. You can follow me on @StreamLoudPod on Twitter, and hopefully I'll get to record something in the near future. So thanks for listening. Bye.